3 rings for the elven kings under the sky, 7 for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone, 9 for mortal men doomed to die, 1 for the Dark Lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor, where the shadows lie.
Talagorn is fully recovered, and you head out of camp unless anyone's doing anything. Guess. Perception roll in the morning? Sure, sure. So Torrior wants to kind of like look out and about. All right, so it's the 3rd of Lothron. It is 44 degrees, so it's warmer. It's definitely warmer, about 10 degrees warmer today. It's still a little bit chilly. You have calmer winds and just a steady little drizzle. The road's kind of muddy and mucky and slushy. But other than the weather, you ain't really noticing anything at all. So, are we heading out? All right. Nothing goes on during your first 4 hours of travel. That puts you about to there. All right, and nothing happens there. Somewhere around 2 o'clock, you come to a river crossing, and if you want to, Mark, you can go ahead and do the foraging roll.
Oh God!
Oh no!
Yeah, sorry. I laugh at my players when I'm GMing game, the rolls they're making. It's all coming back to me now.
It's tough when you start out. The other group was playing for 16 months and they got so good at everything in the end. I forgot how bad it was in the beginning. All right, so in that case, go ahead, Orlok, and give me a perception roll. And then other mods will be 20 again. Actually, anybody that wants to look at the... You kind of find some more mushrooms. mushrooms... these mushrooms look exactly like the mushrooms that Burton was warning everybody about. So nobody touches the mushrooms. And you see there's a bridge just a little further south of where you're at. Everybody can go ahead and add yourselves to the turn order. We'll make our way across the bridge. Ilaria, you're all done foraging, and you see a bridge to the south. And that would be your way across the water. Unless you elect to swim, of course, in the cold water.
Can we see the bottom of the water? Of the
It's not too deep. You may be able to walk across the water.
So why aren't we going across the bridge?
Well, you can go across. You can definitely go across the bridge. He was just asking if you could see the bottom of the water. I mean, yeah, like the bottom under the water. Which the first 5 feet out doesn't look too deep, but after that, I mean, it's probably a little bit of a drop off. But I don't imagine it would get much deeper than maybe 10 feet.
I still might have to hop on someone's shoulders if we cross the water.
Yeah, I'm 4 foot tall, so.
Illyria, are you heading to the bridge? All right. So, Illyria, you have 48 movement maneuver, so you can actually go 100 feet. You can go 98 feet, so if you wanted to, you could go 100 feet. Where is Illyria, anyway? All right, so you're moving. So, Illyria moved about Orlok. Are you moving as well? Orlok has a 20 movement maneuver. Orlok can move 70 feet normally. So you're up near the bridge. Wait, Illyria, where'd you go? Oh, you went across the bridge. All right, so Illyria is across the bridge to Laghorn. So we'll say Talagvorn's walking the horse. That's 65 feet. All right, Aragost, you're up. Aragost, you can move normally. Oh, 45 feet. So you're a little bit slower than the rest. So did you want to move toward the bridge too, Aragost?
Yes.
All right, so you can move 45 feet. How about Burton?
Yeah, I'll move towards the bridge. I'll follow with everyone else.
All right. Burton, you also have 45 feet of movement. You'll get a whole lot quicker than that once you reach level 1. Some of you are going to definitely bump up pretty considerably. And let's see. Zim and the Hawk will go.
Does the bridge look a little bit decrepit and a little bit unused?
No, it looks like it's in pretty good shape. Pretty good. It looks kept up after, maybe.
Looks well worn, though.
Nothing that's fallen apart or anything.
It is a stone bridge.
It is. Okay. I mean, if you want, you could, like, if you want to analyze it or anything, you could give me a perception roll.
I'll do that, yeah. I can examine.
All right, so, you're looking the bridge over, and it looks pretty solid. I mean, nothing that you really, can spot wrong with the bridge. Alright, so Zim moved. Tarior, you're what did you do, Tarior, that you got frostbite. Must be frostbite of the feet. Your feet are really cold, so you're moving much slower than normal. So Tarior, you may move 40 feet. And let's see, who's this? This is Pip. We'll move Pip down here with Orlok. There we go. Okay, Illyria. You are up. You're just about off the bridge on the other side of the river. You can, only as you step off the bridge, you step on a set of caltrops sticking up out of the road. You take 5 hits. No perception roll. You take 5 hits. You are bleeding 1 per round. And you are at a -5 for at least 8 hours. It'll probably only be 8 hours, unless you are healed, unless the wound, the bleeding wound, is healed by magic or bandaged. But you'll still be at the -5 until the wound clots after 8 hours of being bandaged. All right, so you are now bleeding, and you can't move any further. Orlok, you look ahead as you get ready to cross the bridge, and you see the elf kind of going off on her own, and she all of a sudden you hear her kind of cursing in Elvish, or at least it sounds like cursing. She doesn't sound very happy, and she's like hopping around on her feet and kind of like grasping at one of her feet, and you see a little bit of blood coming off of her foot. And you are up.
I'll shout over to her what's happened.
She yells back she needs healing.
These elves have some strange customs. I didn't realize they danced once they get off a bridge.
She yells back, be careful where you step.
Is she talking in Elvish, or is she...
Are you talking in common, so that everybody understands? She's talking in common and cursing in Elvish.
It still looks like a dance to me, an Elvish dance. I'm going to start to imitate her.
So Burton's back there hopping around on one foot.
I'm getting the words wrong too. I'm probably saying something like my auntie's a rhinoceros or something like that, because I can't quite speak Elvish.
He's trying to speak Elvish.
What kind of Elvish? Sindar? Or?
Let's see, what are you? Sylvan, I believe.
Sylvan, I think I'm Sindar.
But she could be cursing in Sindarin. Or Quenya, but probably Sylvan. Which would be her.
I'm still hopping around, doing my best to try and repeat what she's saying. Strange customs, Orlok. Strange customs.
So, Orlok, are you moving?
I will ready my shield and spear and call draw back to where we are in case it's an ambush.
All right, so he's calling to you to draw back. All right, so Orlok's taking a defensive position. So Talagvorn will draw his bow and kind of back the horse up a little bit. All right, how about Aragost? Yes. Can Tariar see Burton? Oh, definitely. Tariar sees Burton hopping around. What would Aragos like to do? Take a defensive position on the bridge?
Yep, with my bow drawn.
All right, so you have bow out. And Burton, aside from hopping around, are you doing anything else?
I suddenly realize I'm the only one doing it on this side of the bridge. Realizing that perhaps it's not a strange Elvish custom, I'll stop. And notice everyone else has got their weapons out, so I'll discreetly, with a bit of a blush on my face, draw an arrow from my quiver and knock it to my bow.
All right, excellent. How about Zim? Let's see, Zim. So he'll pull out a shield and hand axe. He'll stand right beside Aragost. Tarior. A bush? That is a bush. Trying to hide? Alright. Nothing like she was in her other game. She was like, they called her the psycho elf because she actually had hit points, and she would like, she tried to go, like she was like level 1 or 2, and she tried to go toe to toe with an Uruk-hai one time. Lucky you didn't get killed. You did get knocked out, didn't you? And you were bleeding. That's right, I remember that. Because Cram had to come and rescue you. Oh, and your wolf lost an eye. Yeah, she failed an animal handling maneuver. And her wolf took off after the Uruk-hai. So then she went up there and went toe-to-toe with him. So the wolf lost an eye and she got knocked out and was bleeding and almost died.
Yeah. What a good day out.
All right. Okay, so you are hidden. You managed to just kind of melt into that bush like you were part of the leaves. So let me see. What did I say? We used a little ninja mask for that. That'll remind me that you are well hidden. All right. So call this top of round three then, Illyria. Oh, top of round three. If you're bleeding, go ahead and bleed. One hit point. Do you know how to do it? All right. And what would you like to do? You are up. Okay. Do you want a fate point that? So she's doing a fate point. That's going to be the pink circle. You may now retreat across the other side of the bridge. Or do you want to stay there? Your Orlok shouted to you, and Telegborn, I might add, shouted to you to draw back. Not charge. It's entirely up to you. You can stay. Okay, so she's drawing back. let's see. Illyria draws back. Do you have a weapon out? Your bow? All right, so you're drawing bow as you draw back. Orlok, doing anything?
I think is there anything we could do to heal the elf who's been injured with a calthrop?
You could do a bandage, because if she's bleeding, how the bandages work, the bandage can stop 1 to 3. Actually, I think maybe by the hands of the healer, it might even be more than that, but it can definitely stop up to three hits per round. Let me just see what it says in the hands of the healer once. First aid. Oh, yeah. So, did anybody do a first aid yet? Oh, no, you did, but nobody was bleeding.
It was Burton. Do you have first aid, Burton?
No, I don't, but I tried.
You can do first aid. The hand of the healer has a whole different, result table, so, It should not be very hard to stop bleeding damage for one hit per round. Do you want to try it?
I only have intelligence 50, though. Is there anyone with it?
Oh, well, you do have first aid, though, don't you? Or maybe nobody does. Wait, I think you do. I think Orlok... Oh, no. Orlok has what? Herb lore. Yeah. Let me see. First aid... I mean, if somebody is helping, that increases the chance for success.
I'm all help.
And you have an animist, and then the hobbit will help.
Can't look like Howie, otherwise she's going to die. And
yeah, and you're an animist, so that helps.
Is the caltrop still on her foot? Does it?
No, she stepped on it and just kind of stepped off of it, so it's not stuck in her foot. So Orlok and Burton are going to work together to try to bandage her up.
I'm at a minus 25 on first aid.
I think you'll have some decent modifiers though as well. So
yeah. You,
I mean, none of you are actually any good at first aid at the moment. Nobody. But somebody will have to stop the bleeding. All right, so you're trying first aid. Let's see here. Now, in the regular rule book, that would not do the trick, but the bleeding is stopped. So, let's see. We'll just put a red dot on you. So you still have the wound, but you're not currently bleeding. All right. And Illyria says thank you to Orlok and Burton. She's still cursing an elf. All right, Telegborn. Telegborn, we'll say, is going to move back up here next to Zim and Aragost with his bow drawn. Aragost, anything?
I can see number 5 or whoever that is. Are they making hostile moves toward it? Or do they look like...
They're just kind of on the other side of the bridge, kind of not making any movements yet.
All right, I'll just yell over at them and tell them, identify themselves. Who are you? And get my bow ready.
All right. And one of them yells, you pay to cross this bridge, stranger. You can pay with coin or you can pay with blood. Illyria wants to start walking across. She already paid her toll. All right, so somebody else shouts from another bush. Off with you now. If you haven't got the coin, you won't be crossing the bridge today.
And who are we paying if we choose to do so?
And this guy moves back a little bit while the other guy's talking. And you hear yet a third voice saying, you'll be placing your coin at the end of the bridge. And then we'll let you pass. And you'll be lowering your weapons. Oh, let's see. What am I missing? Tarior thinks, what if we swim across?
Still hasn't answered. Who are we paying?
And the fourth voice says, you're paying us, of course.
Well, folks, do we pretend? Do we just walk across? Or what do you all want to do?
Hilarious says, I'd like to hand deliver my toll at the end of my arrow straight into his heart.
You may yet have a chance.
Well, I think if we charge across the bridge, we run the risk of A, ambush, because there might be more hidden, and B, walking into more calf rocks the other side of that bridge. So I don't think charging wildly across the bridge to attack him is going to be a good strategy.
What say you? Have you got the coin?
I haven't got the coin, but what if I promise to bring it back when I do?
That'll work. No, I don't think so. You have a question? Yes. If you shout, yes, you give yourself away. You are hidden, but if you shout, they'll know you're there. What, buddy? Who's the nearest person you could whisper to? I think Burton? Illyria? She's only 5 feet away. Burton's only 10 feet away. Orlok's only 10 feet away. So, Eric Ghost is holding?
Yep.
I don't see anybody lowering weapons! How about Burton?
Would I be still bandaging while I finish that?
I will say... Go ahead.
Because technically, probably I haven't... This would be my turn now, so I would
To do the bandaging?
Yeah. So okay. I'm unable to do anything. Because I was helping.
Oh, yeah. You were helping. That's right. Okay. So, yeah. And Zim just kind of looks back over his shoulder, kind of glances at Aragos, looks over at Talagvorn, and he's just kind of standing there with his hand axe and shield ready to go. And he says, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm not exactly loaded. Tarior, what are you doing? Oh. All right, so Tarior whispers to Illyria. And Illyria, you shout, what if we swim across? All right, so she shouts, what if we swim across? And you just hear somebody say, she wants to know, what if they swim across? go right ahead. You're welcome to try.
I don't like the sound of that tone.
You want to make a perception roll? Sure. So Tarior is making a little perception from the bush. You'll be able to roll again. It's going to take you like 3 rounds of intense focusing to try to determine the information you're looking for. So you're trying to observe for 3 rounds, okay? All right. How about round 4? Illyria, are you doing anything? All right. Is anyone doing anything, Orlok?
Got to try and think of some sort of strategy. We could try and trust them and give them what they want. They might not honour that anyway and just take the money.
We could actually always put some stones into a pouch and throw it onto the bridge.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're probably going to need some sort of deception to draw them out, and then once they're beyond the Calthrops, we can start filling them in on the bridge, really. Yeah, some sort of bluff. Does anyone have good public speaking skills or influence, whatever it is?
Aragost has a 10 in influence. Illyria has a 10. Telagvorn a 10. Tarior a 10. Zim's got a 5. Warlock's a negative 5. As far as secondary skills, nobody got any influence skills in secondary.
Okay. So I'll take my little leather coin pouch and I'll empty it out and put the coins into my bag. This is behind my shield while I'm crouched down so they can't see what. I'll put some, I think as Bertin suggests, put some stones in my purse, fill it up, and then I'll walk across to the middle of the bridge and drop the purse in the middle of the bridge while sort of telling everyone to step back and get back to the other side.
Alright. Alright, so Orlok steps in between Aragost and Zim and on the right, and Telagvorn and the horse on the left, and he drops a pouch in the center of the bridge.
Yeah.
Let's see. So Telagvorn is going to do as Orlok says and back up behind the bridge. How about Aragost?
I'll make a big scene about how I don't think we should pay him, but if that's what everybody wants, go ahead and these guys can hear, and that way they'll think that there is money in the pouch.
Okay, all right. And is Aragos backing up at all, or?
Yes.
All right. And Burton, how about Burton?
I'm going to see if I can sneak into this and hide into that bush.
All right, go ahead and give me a hiding maneuver.
Modifiers?
You're pretty small. I'll give you... well, it's daytime, and I'll say go ahead and add 20 to it, because they're pretty much focusing on what's going on the bridge. You're kind of small, and you're well hidden. All right.
What hobbit? It wasn't any hobbit here. And as I do so, I've also got an arrow back in my bow.
All right. And Zim. Zim's going to back up as well.
I want to get to a position. Sorry, I want to get a position where I can still see the bridge.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Okay. Tarior, are you doing anything? What do you want to do? Oh, that's right. You're trying to perceive. Okay, so that's one round. So you got two more rounds of trying. All right. Anybody have a bow drawn?
I do. Yeah.
But they can't see you, and you do, and they can't see you. Anybody else? Araghost? Let me see. Oh, Telagvorn probably does. So you hear them shout across the bridge, "Lower your weapons!" Valeria? Lowering your bow? Illyria will not lower her. All right, how about, let's see, Orlok, do you have a weapon out?
Yeah, I've got spear and shield. I can throw my spear if needed.
All right.
I mean, should we just keep withdrawing till late and leave the ones hidden until we coax them onto the bridge and then fly forward and get them? I don't know.
Sounds like a good plan.
All right. So Orlok's backing up?
Yeah.
Warlock backs up. Telagvorn. We'll say Telagvorn listens. And Telagvorn will back up. And Orlok and Pip are going to back up as well. Araghost.
I'll stay right where I am. Kind of hidden in that tree.
All right. Burton is hidden. Zim's going to back up further. Okay, Tarior, you're still hidden, still trying to perceive. That's the second round. All right, Illyria, are you backing up at all? All right, so you can back up. Orlok, how far back did you want to move, Orlok?
I'll just move just here behind this cover.
All right.
Little Pipple, follow me.
All right. Telagborn's holding ground. Araghost, you're staying there. Burton's not doing anything different. Zim's back. Tarior, that's your third round. Go ahead and make another perception roll. You're unable to tell how many are on the other side of the bridge. But you did count four different voices. All right. Illyria, are you doing anything? Holding action. Orlok?
Yeah, I'll attempt to hide, I guess. Yeah.
All right. You have cover from the rock, but they know you're back there. Alright, Telagvorn is just hanging with the bow drawn. One guy kind of steps out, and he kind of, you see him kind of tiptoeing through
the caltrops.
And he gets right out to the middle of the bridge, and he bends down to pick up the pouch. That'd be his whole movement. Araghost, are you doing anything? Or is anybody with a held action doing anything? Alright.
Should I let an arrow fly by past his head and or just let him pick it up?
Yeah. On my orders, unleash hell.
All right, so hold in. Burton's holding. Zim holding. I'll say somewhere along the line, Zim draws a bow too, because he does have one. Tarior, are you doing anything? Holding.
How far can I throw my caltrops?
You mean like to use as a weapon?
I'm thinking of throwing behind him, so he's got to get through my caltrops. So we may have some leverage, if you know what I mean.
He probably noticed them landing. Do a little tiptoeing.
I was thinking with a hail of arrows, he may have his mind elsewhere.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But I'll stow that plan and just keep my I'm actually going to I'm just going to wait and see what everyone else in my party decides to do. I'm just holding my action.
All right, so it'll be top of round 8. Ilaria, are you doing anything different? Holding? Orlok, anything different?
Come on, we need to shoot him.
Orlok's ready to...
Would I be able to lob my spear at him from there? Am I out of range?
Let's see. Base range 20 feet. You can throw it up to 80 feet, so you'll be at a negative modifier, but that'll be figured out in the macro. But you can reach him.
Yeah, why not? It's worth it.
All right, so Orlok's going to toss a spear 40 feet. And let's see, Illyria has a held action. Keep in mind, once you do anything more than a normal walk, your wound will reopen. All right, let's see.
Can't see on the bridge. It's all black, streaky graphics.
Control L. Oh yeah, because you're behind the rock. you might have to step out. You might have to step out and throw.
So, what distance is it, John?
40 feet.
40 feet.
All right. You toss your spear, like you step out. So we'll actually move you out one. You step out and you toss your spear, and it just kind of like just goes right over his head and kind of clangs off the ground right behind him on the bridge. To Lagvorn, seeing you toss your spear, he will let loose an arrow. Tlagborn actually hits him.
Nice.
Alright, so that's 116. And as the arrow strikes, he yells, treachery! That's a 116. 17C critical. Let's see. She strikes him in his chest. He's bleeding one per round and stunned one round. Ilaria, you were holding action. Are you firing or no? All right, so you're firing. You'll start bleeding again. But you're moving back. Are you sure you want to fire? All right. So you're holding because you don't want to start. You don't want to open your wound. All right, so this guy is stunned, but he is able to, he's stunned, but he's able to pick the pouch up and move back with it. And as he's moving back, he's looking in the pouch and he yells, rocks! They've given us rocks! So he moves back about half of his distance, tiptoeing through here. And behind a bush.
Can I shoot him before he gets off the bridge?
Let's see. You could let an arrow loose, I suppose. As he's moving. And Tarior thinks, well, you didn't specify what you wanted us to pay you with, so... Oh, there you go. As he's running back across the bridge, you clip him in his butt for 17 points of damage. You get a C critical. Alright, you actually shoot him in his back. You probably catch him right in his butt because you have probably a low aim. And he's just you see a little bit of blood squirt out of his backside, and he's actually bleeding from his buttocks. And you just see him, like, he just gets behind, he just starts going behind this bush, and your arrow hits him, and he just kind of collapses behind the bush. And then you hear voices coming from different directions. Treachery! Treachery! You will die this day! Aragost, are you doing anything?
Can I see anybody? What?
You cannot. So yeah, you hear voices, but you can't actually see anybody.
I'll just scan the area to see.
All right. So it basically sounds like voices coming from nothing too much coming from the north side of the bridge, but it seems like most of it coming from down in this area, kind of down here. Zim's just kind of hanging back. Tarior, you just kind of hanging back. And then it'll be top of round 9. If anybody's bleeding, go ahead and bleed. I don't think any of you are. And we'll pick it up there next week, right in the middle of combat.